revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is. It is. It all kind of ties together, that whole topic of prayer. That's why I kind of brought up sackcloth, ashes, dust. I like that part where he says, rend your heart. Tear at your heart. Change your heart.
Amen.
Psalmist says, create in me a new spirit, O Lord. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff involved in this. That was a good topic to bring, brother. What I guess while we're talking about it, I think it's interesting. Revelation 11:3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. So sackcloth is coming back for those two witnesses. That's kind of interesting. There's a lot of unbiblical street preachers. Well, not a lot of them. I know of some unbiblical street preachers. Would you believe they go out and preach in sackcloth?
Do they wear it off the street?
No, the one I'm thinking of, he's a pretty worldly dressed guy, but he goes and puts on sackcloth. He even did ashes one time, and he does it with the precedent from the Old Testament, and then he says, oh, it's going to be in the book of Revelation, so we should still be doing it today when we really are crying out to God, making supplication, asking God to intercede for our country, for our government, all the kind of stuff. And he went out literally, he makes these little... They're like out of burlap. He makes them out of burlap. Burlap is like sackcloth, I guess. And he wears it. And I remember at one point he, this is when, if you remember, you Americans, I don't know if you Canadians know about this, but or I'm sure you heard about it. But when the whole, in what was it, 2021? Right when the election was held, right after the election, when Joe Biden was being signed in and our country was almost in civil war, they had the White House encircled with barbed wire and National Guard and all the stuff after they had that January 6th uprising at the Senate building and all that, Washington. This guy went downtown right there and he was standing there in sackcloth and he dumped a bunch of ashes over himself. I actually saw the video of this. And they brought in the SWAT teams. And they surrounded him, and they had snipers on the roof, and they thought he had, like, some kind of chemical warfare or something going on when he dumped this ashes all over himself. And he later talked about, I thought I was going to get shot by the snipers because I was doing this sackcloth and ashes. But so what do you think about that? Coming back in Revelation, we're going to study Revelation one of these days. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is. I'd have to study it more before I give any thoughts on it.
Yeah. I mean, we don't see the example of Paul or anybody in the New Covenant doing it, so I'm not saying there's any instruction for it. It's hard to rule it out completely if a man was really, really low and wanted to do something outwardly. I wouldn't call it sinful. I wouldn't say we have an example for it, but I think it's one of those areas. I think this guy was doing it for a stunt. He often does it for a stunt. Gets him a lot of clicks on YouTube. Yeah, he's out there praying in sackcloth and ashes for YouTube. So we know what he's all about. But if somebody did it... Go ahead.
Sorry, we already know that public prayer is forbidden.
Yeah.
I mean, putting sackcloth and ashes was a sign of humility, and it was not a publicity stunt ever.
Yeah. No, it's not a publicity stunt. Yeah, it's not a publicity stunt. Yeah, the public prayer thing, that's like another whole topic. Maybe we can broach on this real quick while we're talking about it. So, public prayer, what's the context of Jesus saying, well, he's talking about, in one case, he talks about, don't be like the Pharisees, they stand on the corner and they pray. So we get that. They were praying for attention, right? And then he talks about, when you pray, go in your closet. So then he says that. But we actually have precedents for, like, Paul praying to the Father, giving thanks in front of Roman soldiers on a ship. So I don't think it rules out prayer not ever being in some kind of public setting. Meaning, let's say a bunch of saints were in a park. and they were either going to eat and they prayed over the food, or they were praying together, and they're not doing it for publicity. There isn't even a lot of people around that can see them. I don't think that would be sinful. And people would say, oh, that's a public setting. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would probably say that is still not the same as, for example, going to a public square and right. having prayer meetings.
Yes, yes, that's what we're talking about. So I just wanted to clarify, when you said prayer is only for, is not public, there are times when saints could be out in the public and pray, and it wouldn't fall under that publicity prayer. It would be just among saints doing it. Okay, this one comes up a lot. Ready? So let's talk about it. This is about prayer. Let's go there. Saints go to, I don't know, I don't go to restaurants very often, but I'm just going to use this example because it's over food. Saints go to a restaurant, and Sister Amma and I, okay, Sister Amma and I have been to McDonald's working online, and we go in there and I get a coffee, we got a coupon, we get it 99 cents cheap, all that stuff. We get enough of them, and it get, you get bonus points, whatever. But we get ice and we work online. We see people come into McDonald's and they pray over their food right in McDonald's. And there's other people around. Would you say that is one of those things that crosses the line? Or is that allowable? Is that a liberty issue? While we're talking about prayer, is that a liberty issue?
I would say yes. I don't think that is the same as doing prayer for the sake of being in public and being seen of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not say that is sinful at all. Yeah. Again, when I'm talking about public prayer, I'm talking about those people. Like, for example, you got all of these churches who live stream their church services, yeah. including their prayer.
Right.
We're talking about, again, these people. But this is a very, very big, especially the NAR movement, going together and having public prayer and worship services in public settings. That is for the purpose of doing it in public.
Right.
When you're, like, in a public setting and you want to pray to your Father, there's no way that's sinful. I mean, even look at the Lord on the cross. He was hanging there for the whole world, and even he prayed to the Father there.
Yeah. I wanted to clarify when you said not public, I wanted to clarify what that means. It may actually be better for us to say, instead of public, prayer shouldn't be like a promotional thing, because that's what they're doing. They're using it for like promotional, putting it all out, you know. It can be in public, but it's not for promotion, that type of thing.
Yeah, so I guess when I mean public, I'm saying you're doing it for the sake of doing it in public.
Yeah.
It's yeah. not because you happen to be in a place where there's other people. You're doing it, again, to be seen of men, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's use the Lord's words, to be seen of men.
Right. It's a hard issue. It really is a hard issue there, yeah. I just wanted to verify that because it's a topic. I've had many people ask me about it. They're like, well, what, you know, in restaurants, you know, or when we're outside or whatever, can we pray outside? And we've talked about it with them. And I think that is the right, you have to look at the context and the heart and the spirit versus the letter of what the Lord was talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to bring that up.
Here's another question to toss in there, just a thought that just popped into my mind. When you're praying, do people, and you're in public and you want to pray or send a supplication to your Father, do people even have to know that you're praying?
You mean not speaking out loud?
Yeah, or even making a show of it.
Well, one thing, if you lift your hands, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is, but just a thought I had.
It's a good sign. They're going to see, you know, if you believe in praying with your hands lifted, people are going to go, hey, what's that guy doing over there? It's not usual, and so that'll give it away, brother.
Yeah, I know, just a thought I had. One more. I think we'd probably be remiss if we've gone this far if we didn't toss it in. Some outward things that God has ordained when we pray for the new covenant. Can you guess where I'm going with this?
Some outward things that God has ordained for the new covenant. Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff like...
Regarding prayer.
Yeah, no, I'm saying...
Regarding prayer or prophesying.
First Corinthians 11.
Yep. So let's just cover this. Men are not to pray with their head covered.
Yeah, I was going to go to head coverings. I didn't know that's where you're going, head coverings. I was going to say there's a whole bunch of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and women are to pray with their head covered.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's definitely that's what we teach. That's a given. Unfortunately, it's not a given in the churchianity world and all that. But yeah, absolutely. Men's heads uncovered. And it's not just a man's head uncovered when he's praying. You mentioned it. It's when he's prophesizing, which means when he's talking about the things of God, when he's witnessing, his head should be uncovered. I see constantly people, men out there with their heads covered, and they go, well, I'm not in church. And they just have a wrong mindset about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your head definitely should not be covered. And a woman's head should be covered, yeah. Definitely. We have all kinds of teachings on that. That's so clear in Scripture, it's amazing that people don't get that. Well, up until about 100 years ago, before feminization took over, everybody got that and they got it right. But now it's all been stripped away when it comes to the woman's head covering. But you know, you brought up men praying with their heads uncovered. You know, isn't that, real quick, isn't that a sign of how wicked the culture, no, how churchianity, how wicked churchianity is? All of these men that go to church, they would never wear their baseball hats in their church building. Never. Never. They'll never wear it during the national anthem at their worldly baseball games or their anthems at their football games. But they'll wear it when they're talking about the things of God. You see how wicked that is?
Yeah.
See how that is?
Yeah, more respect for the word. People don't take God seriously.
Yeah.
They have no respect or reverence. They have no fear of God.
Yeah.
That would be the biblical term.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Well, good stuff, brothers. We're going to leave it right there in prayer unless anybody else got something else.
Not for now.
All right. Good job. This will be up in the edification area on the Ecclesia Gathering. It's a good topic, prayer. Everyone should consider it.